Today is the 18th Sunday after Pentecost, and it's also Rosary Sunday because it's the first Sunday of October, so I'm offering the solemn votive mass of the Most Holy Rosary. The epistle for the Feast of the Holy Rosary is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity, and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel, being come in, said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who, having heard, was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself, What manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob for ever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy, which is shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Words taken from the Gospel of the Feast of the Holy Rosary, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, as I said, today begins the month of the Holy Rosary. The Holy Rosary is so important that Holy Mother Church dedicates the entire month of October to Our Lady under the title of Queen of the Holy Rosary. And the importance of reciting our daily rosary cannot be exaggerated. Yet, praying it well is often so difficult. Nonetheless, how we pray our rosary makes a difference to our Blessed Mother and to our own spiritual life. And this is shown by a true story which St. Louis de Montfort tells. And it's about three sisters who prayed the rosary faithfully every day for an entire year. On the feast of the Purification of Our Lady, the Blessed Mother appeared to them along with St. Agnes and St. Catherine of Siena. Our Lady was dressed in a shining garment, covered with precious jewels, diamonds, sapphires, and rubies, and the words of the Hail Mary were embroidered in letters of gold all over Our Lady's dress. She smiled at the oldest sister, and she said to her, My daughter, I thank thee for this beautiful gown that you have made me by praying your rosary so faithfully. Then she vanished, leaving the oldest sister full of joy. An hour later, the Blessed Mother returned. This time, however, her dress wasn't made of gold, it was only of green. It was very simple and it didn't glitter with jewels. She approached the second sister. She said, "My daughter, I thank you for this dress that you have made me, by the rosaries that you have prayed." The girl was rather disappointed to see that the dress was so plain that she had made Our Lady. And Our Lady, reading her thoughts, answered, "My daughter, your sister made me more beautiful clothes because she prayed the rosary better than you." And then Our Lady disappeared. Finally, an hour later, the Blessed Mother appeared to the youngest sister. This time, however, the girl was horrified to see that she was clothed in rags, filthy rags, not even fit for a beggar. Our Lady smiled kindly, but sadly, at the youngest sister, as she said, "My daughter, I want to thank you for these clothes that you have made me by praying your rosary." Full of sorrow, the girl cried out, "Oh, my queen, how could I have dressed you so poorly? Please forgive me. Give me a little more time to pray the rosary better and to make you a beautiful garment." But Our Lady vanished, leaving the poor girl heartbroken. Immediately, the child told the priest what had happened, and he advised her and her two sisters to pray the rosary for another year and to pray it more devoutly. At the end of this year, the Blessed Mother appeared again to these three sisters. And this time, again, she was wearing a beautiful gown, which shimmered in the light when she moved. And she wore the same gown for all three sisters. She promised each of them heaven for reciting the rosary so faithfully. My dear friends, we have heard it over and over again, how important it is to pray our daily rosary. We want to be like the oldest sister in the story, and we want to make Our Lady a beautiful gown. But we face so many difficulties, whether it's exhaustion, distraction, dryness, or forgetfulness. How can we overcome all these obstacles? And we have to ask Our Lady for help. She's the one who gave us this prayer, and she wants us to pray it well. Do you think that if you ask her for help, that she will refuse to assist you? So this is what you need to do. Each time before you begin praying the rosary, ask Our Lady to give you the thoughts and the sentiments that she experienced when she lived those mysteries. Then, when you pray each decade, try to see the scene through her eyes, to feel what she felt. For example, if you're praying the first joyful mystery, ask her to let you understand how she felt when the angel announced that she was to be the mother of God. The angel announced it with those magnificent words, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Try to imagine what she experienced when the tiny sacred heart of Jesus beat for the first time next to her immaculate heart. Imagine the love and the praise that the Blessed Mother offered to God. And you can apply this same method to every decade of the rosary, trying to see the scene as she did and understand how she was involved in it, considering her feelings, considering her thoughts. And then when you find yourself distracted, simply turn back to our Blessed Mother, asking her again for her thoughts, and she will always help you. I promise you, this method will transform your rosaries. Instead of being tedious and perhaps putting you to sleep, the rosary will fly by. Each day, our Blessed Mother will teach you more and more about her Divine Son and His special love for you, shown in each mystery of the rosary. If on some days you just can't think of any good thoughts, you can still simply offer the thoughts and the love of our Blessed Mother to our Lord. And then you can be sure, no matter how you feel, you are weaving a garment for the Blessed Mother even more exquisite than that oldest sister in the story. Our Lord will find it impossible to refuse anything you ask, provided, of course, it's for the good of your salvation. Because it's not you that are asking. It's our Blessed Mother who's asking on your behalf. Using this method, you will overcome your faults and your sins in a very short time, and you will make great strides towards holiness. Let us then, my dear friends, ask our Blessed Mother to help us not just to pray the rosary, but to relive each mystery with her, and thereby to find true peace and happiness here on earth, but also an eternity of delight with her and her Divine Son forever in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.